Hi, this is Drew Tomlin with the Association for Middle Level Education, and I'm joined this morning by Heather Boltz. Heather Boltz is a sixth grade English teacher at Mechanicsburg Middle School in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. And the article, of course, that you're checking out here at AMLE Magazine is From Students to Relationships, Transforming Your Classroom. It's about putting relationships at the core of your classroom. So thank you so much for joining us this morning, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So we're going to start off with the first question. What inspired you to write this article? Why now?
Well, Drew, the idea for the article came to me about mid-March at a time when I was feeling really stressed out. And I found myself just being overwhelmed by the pressures, including the upcoming state test. And I felt that I had lost focus and that I needed to both mentally and emotionally kind of regroup. So I basically boiled it down to the basics. Why am I here? What do I love about teaching? And really, why is this my life's calling? I found that the answers to all of these questions centered around the kids, you know, the lives that I was hopefully affecting. So in a sense, I wrote this article as much for myself as I did for anyone else. You know, I needed to be reminded of my real purpose as a teacher, which is to build and foster relationships.
Excellent. So you mentioned assigning jobs and asking students to help you plan lessons. Why are those two strategies particularly useful with young adolescents?
What we know about all people, you know, not just young adolescents, is that we like to be valued. We want to feel significant. We want to feel that we matter, that we belong. And we love that element of choice. And we love to have a say in things. As a teacher, I find that assigning classroom jobs is really an effective way to increase student engagement, building a positive classroom environment, and it really helps foster a sense of community within the classroom. It kind of says to students, you need to be here. I can't run this class without you. And jobs can be anything. They can be passing out materials, taking notes for absent students, or it can be as involved as having them prepare the discussion questions that will be used the next day in class. You know, the key is not to just rely on your all-stars, to get everyone involved so everyone feels important. I did mention also that it's important to have your students kind of weigh in on how you're doing. How are you teaching? Sometimes I'll pause and I'll say to the class, you know, this didn't go very well. I've got to teach it four more times. What can I do better? And really, the answers are in the room. You know, businesses have been doing this for years with customer surveys and reviews. And the kids, they have the answers. So it helps to ask them, you know, how can I reach you better? How can this be explained more clearly? And once they get over that, you know, shock of an adult actually asking them for help, it's really kind of amazing what insights they share. And it kind of models for them that it's okay to have this give and take with relationships. I need your opinion. I'm going to fail. I'm going to take risks that aren't going to go so well. And if I, as the teacher, can feel safe enough to do that, then the kids will feel safe enough to take risks as well.
So what can middle school administrators do to foster relationships throughout the school building?
I think there's three key elements that administrators can do. I think that they have to create a culture and a climate where relationships are first. And one of the best ways to do that is to simply communicate those expectations. And, you know, good leaders, they can't just write about it. They actually have to embrace it and model it. And they have to provide programs and time for teachers to actually have to build those relationships. You know, programs, they have to be clear, they have to be planned, and they have to be purposeful. For example, our school and the middle school, we have a program where every teacher adopts a student or two within his or her homeroom. And the goal is to touch base with this student several times a month through a purposeful interaction. And we also have something that happens every Friday where we have kind of like team building activities with homeroom teachers, another teacher buddy, and then the homeroom class, where we do really silly games or character building activities. And this helps connect students with adults in our building so that they can turn to an adult in time of celebration or in time of crisis that they have a relationship with. I know a lot of middle schools across the nation have clubs, and that's another great way to build relationships in that non-academic setting, is to host a club in your classroom. Principals can encourage teams to spend some of that team planning time writing positive postcards to students that will be mailed home, or they can encourage homeroom time to be maximized, not just for taking attendance, but actually building relationships and having conversations so that students become individuals. And you get that sense of family within the school walls.
So I'm going to move ahead with our last question, if that's okay, Heather. And so it's a metaphorical journey. If relationships were a food for middle-level education, what kind of food would they be and why?
You know, when you sent me this question, it was so challenging. And I know, you know, I feel all this pressure as the English teacher. I'm supposed to come up with this clever, funny metaphor. You know, I was thinking about glazed donuts, sushi rolls, you know, tacos. But I couldn't find one that, you know, would measure up. And my answer isn't really jazzy and it's not super creative, but it's really quite simple. And it's water. You know, water is essential for all of life, and it is what we crave most when we're just run out. When we're running the race hard, we can grab for a lot of different things, but sometimes the basic, most fundamental thing that we need is just simple water. And we can get distracted by so many obstacles in education. There's so many pressures, there's so much at stake, and sometimes we need to refuel and regroup. And there's so many ways to do that, but sometimes the best way is just to reach in and go for the basics and look at your relationships with students. And that can sometimes be the one thing that keeps you going. It can refocus you, it can refuel you, and it can renew your joy in the profession.
Heather, you don't need to apologize at all for that answer, not being jazzy or whatever. People can have their glazed donuts, they can have their sushi rolls, but you're exactly right. I mean, it's about water. It's about that basic foundational element, like you said. So I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, bravo. Thank you so much, Heather, for writing this wonderful article for AMLE Magazine and for taking the time to answer a few more questions about students and relationships and how to make it work in the classroom and in the schoolhouse. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Drew. I appreciate it.
Excellent. And thank you, AMLE Magazine readers, for checking out the article and the podcast here at AMLE, where we help you reach every student, grow professionally, and create great schools.